Hello everybody, welcome to Madhusudan Subedi Tech Weekly. What does it take for a browser to stay ahead for nearly two decades? Chrome's 17th birthday is a chance to reflect on its transformation from a quirky newcomer to a backbone of web browsing for billions. Chrome's journey through speed, security, stability, and simplicity, highlighting game-changing innovations like multi-process architecture, the Beer JavaScript engine, and relentless performance tuning. Chrome's focus on speed has paid off, with recent benchmarks showing record-breaking improvements and billions of hours saved for users. How did Chrome redefine browser security standards? By isolating tabs, pioneering sandboxing, and pushing for HTTPS everywhere, Chrome set new expectations for user protection. Its security team continues to tackle memory safety and phishing threats with a mix of auto-updates, site isolation, and AI-powered detection. Chrome's approach to stability and simplicity, keeping crashes isolated, minimizing memory usage, and hiding complexity behind a clean interface, has helped it remain both powerful and approachable. Looking forward, Chrome is embracing AI at the core of its user experience. Features like Gemini-powered tab organization, writing assistance, and on-device AI APIs for developers signal a new era where browsers are not just portals, but smart assistants. For developers and the tech industry, Chrome's evolution means the web platform is more capable, secure, and unified than ever, with the promise of even more innovations as AI becomes a standard part of browsing. In the era of rest and base over in tech, a new trend is taking hold. Front-loaded vesting schedules, where employees receive a bigger chunk of their equity in the early years with performance-based grants playing a larger role in long-term compensation. Instead of the familiar 25% per year over 4 years, companies like Oracle, Nvidia, Airbnb, and Google are shifting to models like 40-30-20-10, tying more of an employee's total equity to annual reviews and company performance. This shift means top performers can see their compensation grow over time, while those who underperform face more uncertainty after the first couple of years. This structure is also attractive to companies as it lowers upfront stock-based compensation on financial statements and helps smooth out market swings with regular refreshers. For candidates, understanding how refreshers are awarded and what's guaranteed after year one is more important than ever. For the tech industry, front-loaded vesting represents a move towards a more dynamic performance-driven pay culture. Candidates considering offers should compare first-year and long-term equity and ask detailed questions about how performance grants are managed. As more big names adopt this approach, expect it to become the new standard in tech compensation. Cloud, the days of AI companies freely scraping web content be gone? Major publishers and tech firms are rallying behind the new, really simple licensing RSL standard, which builds on robots.txt by adding clear, machine-readable licensing and payment terms for AI crawlers. RSL lets connect creators specify how and if their work can be used for AI training, with options like pay-per-crawl and pay-per-output models. The goal? Make it easy for both big and small creators to get compensated when AI firms use their content. What makes RSL stand out is its potential to shift the economics of AI and online publishing. Instead of simply blocking access, publishers can now automate licensing and even encrypt proprietary content for selective use. For AI companies, RSL promises a scalable way to access high-quality data, but only if they are willing to pay for what they use. While it remains to be seen if giants like Google or OpenAI will adapt to the standard, the pressure is mounting as industry leaders and lawmakers start to take notice. If RSL gains traction, it could set a new baseline for how digital content is licensed and valued in the age of generative AI. This could encourage more original content creation and help address concerns about AI models relying on stolen content or producing low-quality, hallucinated answers. The takeaway: the fight over AI training data is entering a new phase, and both the tech industry and the content creators should pay close attention. How much power should a single data platform have over government decision-making? Palantir's Gotham software is quietly transforming how agencies like ICE, the Department of Defense, and local police connect and analyze vast troves of personal data. Instead of siloed records, Gotham fuses everything, from DMV files and social media posts to biometric data, into a unified, searchable web. Investigators can now build detailed profiles, map social networks, and flag individuals based on granular traits like tattoos or immigration status, all in a matter of hours. But with speed and efficiency comes new risks. Gotham's proprietary algorithms operate behind closed doors, making it hard for the public or even lawmakers to understand how decisions are made or challenge them. This opacity raises concerns about mass profiling, expanded surveillance, and the erosion of legal safeguards. Once these systems are in place, their reach tends to grow, making it difficult to roll back even if civil liberties are at stake. For the tech industry, Palantir's deepening government partnerships highlight the growing influence of private platforms in public governance. As integrated data analysis becomes the norm, the debate over transparency, oversight, and the balance between security and freedom is set to shape the future of digital society. Is Amazon about to shake up the smart glasses market? According to recent reports, the company is developing display-enabled smart glasses that could debut as early as 2026 or 2027. These new glasses are expected to build on Amazon's existing EcoFrames, adding cameras and heads-up display features that could make them a stepping stone toward full-fledged augmented reality devices. Interestingly, Amazon is reportedly working on two versions: a delivery assistant model for its own drivers and a sleeker, consumer-friendly options with a color display. The move puts Amazon in direct competition with Meta, Google, and a growing field of tech giants racing to define the future of wearable computing. Unlike some rivals, Amazon brings unique assets to the table, including Alexa integrations, a robust smart home ecosystem, and access to music, video, and Kindle content. This could give Amazon's glasses a practical edge, especially if they seamlessly blend voice, visual, and AI-powered features for everyday use. For developers and tech watchers, Amazon's entry signals that smart glasses are shifting from niche gadgets to mainstream contenders. As display-enabled wearables become more common, expect a new wave of apps and services designed for hands-free, heads-up experiences, rising the stakes for everyone in the AR and AI space. What happens when a startup commits to spending more on computing power than its current annual revenue? OpenAI and Oracle have signed a landmark $300 billion cloud contract, one of the largest in history, to supercharge AI data center capacity over the next 5 years. The deal is so vast it will require enough electricity to power millions of homes and is expected to reshape the cloud landscape, sending Oracle's share price soaring and boosting Larry Ellison's net worth into the stratosphere. The agreement is high stakes gamble for both sides. OpenAI is still operating at a loss and forecasting billions in future deficits. Is banking on ChatGPT's continued global adoption and the AI industry's relentless appetite for compute. Oracle, meanwhile, is concentrating a massive chunk of future revenue on a single customer and will likely take on significant debt to fund the build-out, raising questions about financial risk and sustainability as the AI gold rush puts pressure on infrastructure and local power grids. For the tech industry, this deal signals a new era of mega contracts and aggressive scaling. It highlights the growing importance of cloud providers in AI's revolution, the challenges of keeping up with demand, and the risks companies are willing to take to stay at the forefront of the AI revolution.
Bye-bye from Madhusudan Subedi Tech Weekly. See you next week.